Established in the middle of the 20th century by John W. Greathouse, Glencrest Farm rapidly established a reputation as a source of top-class horses, evolving into an 800-acre nursery, and operated today by Greathouse's sons, John, David, Alan, and Edward. The farm, nestled on the border of Scott and Woodford counties, can trace the history of more than 90 stakes winners, including Kentucky Derby winner Venetian Way, to their bluegrass fields. Son John explained the Glencrest Way.
Well, the philosophy is to raise somebody a racehorse, whether it's for ourselves or whether it's for the end user. It's important that the horse be able to run. And if the horse can't run, no matter what he brings, it's going to be a reflection sooner or later back on you.
Although not bred and raised by Glencrest, the talented mare Honey Rider was the farm's initial Breeders' Cup entrant. Personally selected by John and David Greathouse at the Diane Perkins dispersal sale, the talented mare, who finished third in last year's Breeders' Cup filly and mare turf, has been a tremendous source of family pride.
She looked like a filly that we thought would be better at three than two, and even better at four than three, etc. We thought that she'd be long-winded and she could run long. And those kind of horses will stick around for a while if you're lucky. So she has created something for us to be able to buy some other racehorses with. She's done some things that are very special, and because of her, we've managed to get some other partners and buy some other horses.
No stranger to success on the racetrack, their initial Breeders' Cup experience provided John and his family with a heightened facet of excitement in the thoroughbred sport.
When you go over to these races, participating in them is one thing, but you know, you'll go over there with the expectations that you're going to run well, and I would never take one over just for the sake of running one. But when you race in Kentucky, in front of people that you know, it's a very big deal. And we had just a little bit of a troubled trip. I don't know how much closer we were going to get to the winner, but she was in the sale the next day, and we were all lamenting that. And of course, we didn't wind up selling her. So it was a real gut-wrenching weekend for us. She's run any number of very close races, and you kind of get used to her getting there. She just left herself so much to do that day. You always hope that everything's going to come out of one of these things all right. It's always a fear of mine. And with the closing kick that she's got, you know, you're just hopeful you're going to get there. If you're not first, you want to be second. If you're not second, you want to be third. But it was very exciting.
This year, Honey Rider returns to the Breeders' Cup, and her jockey John Velasquez will don the famous yellow and green striped Glencrest colors to ride the $2.3 million earner for what will be the final start of her illustrious career. It is a bittersweet day for John Greathouse and his family, but it has been an enjoyable run.
We sold some the yearling farm off over next to the interstate, which somebody probably going to develop, but I think that that's one of the things that people don't realize with the addition of slot machines in this state, where more money comes into this state and into this business, you'll keep these areas greener for a lot longer. Otherwise, they're going to be subject to developments, strip malls, etc., and this might be the only way to fight them off for a while.